With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Union representing Boeing employees who build fighter jets say they've begun a strike after some 3,200 workers at sites in St. Louis and other locations voted to reject a modified four-year labor agreement. International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers Union says its workers deserve nothing less than a contract that keeps their families absolutely secure. President Trump plans to announce a new head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics this week.
Unhappy with the recent jobs numbers, the president fired the BLS commissioner last week, and he told reporters he'll name a replacement soon.
We'll be announcing a new statistician sometime over the next 3-4 days. We had no confidence. I mean, the numbers were ridiculous, what she announced.
The president accused the former jobs statistician of faking jobs numbers, calling it a scam without providing any evidence. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Michael Oren, says it's simply not true that Israel is creating a famine in Gaza.
I think that we've been able to show that the starving children they've shown on in various media forums are children who are suffering from serious diseases, who they put up in front of the camera and say they're suffering, they're starving.
Dr. Oren says Hamas has won a major PR victory by convincing the world that Israel is causing the famine in Gaza. He says Western media should know better, but doesn't seem to be interested.
I'll tell you that on October 8th, 2023, the BBC, on October 9th, CNN, on October 12th, the New York Times, 2023, all reported that there was starvation in Gaza. Okay, this is not new. This is old it comes.
This is SRN News. Well, a new survey talks to members of the clergy about politics.
The Lifeway Research Survey wanted to know how many Protestant pastors were experiencing conflict in their churches over political matters. Amongst mainline Protestant clergy, 31% say politics has been causing problems in their congregation. But for evangelical pastors, the percentage drops to 9%, as it does for pastors of black churches. The numbers seem to suggest that politics might not be as big a problem as many observers fear. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Catholicism on the wane in the Canadian province of Quebec, where it once dominated. Today, dozens of churches being transformed into gyms, restaurants, museums, and luxury apartments. The rate of the regular church attendance among Quebec's Catholics has plunged from one of the highest in Canada to now one of the lowest. This is SRN News. Something about grandmas always had a way of teaching youngsters. Now, a camp in California is where young people can connect with their elders.
So you're going to learn how to do a straight stitch.
Welcome to Grandma Camp. It's not summer camp for grandmas, but a summer program in Fullerton, California, where older women teach young people 8 to 14 how to do things like sewing, embroidery, clay jewelry, and cooking. Hakika Abdul-Rahim is a sewing instructor at Olive Summer Camp.
We're losing these skills. So many people are not using them anymore, so it's a real value to ourselves because we love the interaction with the younger group.
Student Miriam Abawi says it's fun spending time with someone not of her generation.
I like it because we get to connect and we get to learn like new skills like sewing.
I'm Donna Warder.
More details at srnnews.com.